You know, it's not often on this show that we get to talk to an actual champion.
Oh, cool.
Whoa, really?
Like a winner?
That's right. Somebody who is known not only nationwide, but worldwide.
Whoa.
An athlete. Somebody who is at the top of their game, and they decided to grace us with their presence today because they want to do a second date update. Her email said that she's a champion.
What is she?
And I'm very honored to speak with her. Her name is Danielle. What's up, Danielle?
Hey, how's it going?
Wow, good. Danielle, you sound important.
It is an honor to speak with you, Danielle.
Wow, well, thank you. I'm blushing.
You're blushing. Danielle, this is such an intro. What do you do? What are you a champion of?
I'm a champion masseuse.
Masseuse?
Like a person who massages?
Yes.
Like a massage therapist.
Yeah, I'm a champion masseuse.
I thought she was an athlete, Jubal.
How does that work?
She is. That's a big athletic endeavor.
What? I don't get it.
She's got strong hands, is what you're saying.
We'll get to how she's a champion masseuse in just a second. But first, let's find out about your date, Danielle. You think that maybe actually the fact that you are a champion might have turned the dude off?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. What?
Well, what's his name, first of all?
His name is David.
Okay. David, and where did you meet David?
We met through a dating app.
Okay, so I assume when he started to go out with you on the dating app, it even says that you do massage therapy.
No, my profile does not say it. I keep that hidden.
Why?
Yeah, but if you're a champion, why aren't you telling the world?
Well, because I don't want to get, like, creeps messaging me through these apps.
Oh, that's a good point.
Oh, that's actually a good point.
I didn't think of it either. That could
be. You might want to keep that skill off of the internet, at least for the dating websites.
Yeah.
So I assume it came up on the date at some point, and that's why you think that he got turned off?
It did, yeah. Like, it came up in conversation, and I maybe should have just said I was a massage therapist, but I said more than that. I said the champion masseuse thing, and I just think I messed things up.
Oh, wait. Hold on. Wait, you call yourself? I thought we were just joking about the champion masseuse thing this whole time, and that it was something that Jubal was, like, over-exaggerating, because that's what he does.
No, I'm an actual champion.
Cool.
What? How do you become a champion in massage therapy?
There's actually an international massage championship in Copenhagen, Denmark, and people come from all over the world, and this past year, you know, I won.
Oh, wow.
See?
Wow.
A massage champion.
That's
I wasn't lying to you guys.
God, do you guys need volunteers? I am there. I am ready to be massaged by the world leaders in massage therapy.
Well, that's actually what everybody does, and that's how I got into trouble in the first place, is everybody wants a massage.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you give David a massage?
I did not.
Oh.
He kept asking, and I declined.
Oh.
So you think that's why he's not calling you back, because you wouldn't hook him up with a free massage?
That's kind of messed up.
Well, that's where it is my fault, because if I had just said massage therapist instead of massage champion, then the situation would have been different. But instead, I opened my big mouth and, you know, I messed it up.
Yeah. And now you can't be sure. Like, do people want you for you or just because you can massage with the best of them? I mean, it's a tough life for a celebrity champion like you.
Oh, my gosh.
I know you guys are laughing about it, but it's actually true. Like, all my friends ask me to give them massages, like, on the regular. This is what happens to me all the time.
Oh, no.
So on the date, when the guy asked for the massage, did you get mad at him for asking for the massage?
No, I didn't get mad the first time. I mean, that's a normal thing, and I kind of expected that to happen. But then he asked the second time. And then when he asked the third time, I was more firm, and I was just like, it's not going to happen.
Oh, whoa.
Okay.
I could see how that could be taken as a different kind of signal, because if I'm on a date with someone who is a champion massage therapist, I think, like, if she likes me, maybe we can flirt a little bit about this, and she'd be like, well, maybe one of these days I'll give you a massage, you know?
Lucky.
Instead of like, no, I'm not touching you.
Gross.
I just feel like I screwed up. Maybe I messed it up, because he was the first guy I've met in a long time through a dating app that was actually really cool. Mm. He's attractive. He had a good personality. Like, I liked his energy. You know, the conversation flowed really well.
Yeah.
And I think that I screwed it up because of this.
So, I mean, I get that he sounds like a great guy, but he sounds like he wanted something for free and you still want to go out with him.
Well, I understand that, you know, because I said this, you know, big deal about me being a champion, and I couldn't stop talking about the massage championship and how you know, they judge you on five categories, like technique and flow and innovation. And there are people doing different styles and my special style.
Okay, see, right there, I'm already turned on. So I could see how he'd be on your date, like how that'd be frustrating for him. How long has it been since you talked to him?
It's been over a week now.
Okay, and then at the end of your date, did you guys hug or kiss or anything? You know, was there any touching? That's what I want to know.
We did kiss.
You did kiss?
Yeah, we kissed. So just our lips were touching, though. Like, we didn't, like, hold each other because I didn't want to. Again, I just said no. I didn't want to, you know, cross that line.
I think it's really okay awkward. To give the dude a hug if you're kissing him.
See, I did screw it up.
Well, we don't know for sure, so we'll play a song, come back, call him and get your second date update, all right?
All right, thank you.